1041. I am Nick Reed. All of your car care needs, A1 Custom Car Care. They're constantly updating ways to communicate with you. I don't mention this as often as I probably should. Whether you need reminders for routine maintenance, you can get on a text mailing list so they can give you a heads up. Sometimes, you know, you don't like that little sticker that reminds you, hey, you need an oil change, or maybe you just ignore it altogether. You just don't see it. So you can sign up and get those little reminders to let you know, hey, it's time for a little bit of maintenance on this particular vehicle of yours. Just let us know if there's anything we can do. And when there's work that is done and they do an evaluation and a lot of places, it's old school, and they come out and they're like, well, the this and that doing this, and you're like, I do not know what this person's talking about. Well, A1 Custom Car Care, they understand. I mean, they have highly trained individuals, so you're not going to know all of this stuff. But as best as possible, they want you to have a concept of it. So you get a digital report that includes, you know, hey, here's stuff that definitely you should fix now. Here are things that are A-OK, and here's some things you can probably get by with for a while. They're not total emergency, but I'd keep an eye on them. And here's a video of this particular problem we tried to explain to you, so you can at least have an idea. Their goal is to allow you to make the most informed decisions possible for your vehicle, because it is your vehicle. It's about trust. In quality, A1 Custom Car Care. Three locations you can find under Nick's endorsements at ksgf.com. And hey, everyone, it's Christy Fulnecki.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. We haven't seen you a couple weeks.
This thing is leaning up. Yeah, a couple weeks.
Get it together.
I know, and it's killing me because there's so much material. It's really funny.
I don't know if you know this or not, but so you got a mention in Megan Fox article in the last few days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew it because she had texted me to tell me. She had been on Glenn Beck a couple of times. She was ultimately responsible, Megan Fox of PJ Media, of really exposing all of the secrecy and misinformation about the 10-year-old Ohio girl that was raped.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it was this thing Biden referenced, claiming that she had to cross state lines to get an abortion, which wasn't true because she could have in Ohio. So
right.
More lies, of course. But then, you know, there were all these, and I remember talking about it. I was like, if this is true, there's so many weird things going on here that do not make sense. This doesn't make sense. But of course, no media looked into it because all they cared about was using a 10-year-old rape victim as an opportunity to talk about how awful the Supreme Court is.
Yeah.
Well, Megan Fox just kept, I mean, and you know,
she's
her.
A great reporter.
She's a great,
yeah,
she
yeah.
is. And she so is. Beck has had her on for a number of, or I think at least a couple of days for, you know, significant amount of time, half hour or so, just going into the details about the covering up and the different stories that are coming out. Anyway, so I had texted her because I was listening to her on with Glenn Beck and just, you know, telling her great job, and she had responded back and forth, and then she sent an article yesterday or the day before, and she said, oh, here's something maybe you and Christy can talk about. I mentioned her in it, but it was just talking about what a train wreck, how little we actively in a meaningful way seem to really truly care about kids in the system.
Oh yeah, that's so because true.
Because one of two things seems to happen. Now, of course, these are the things we hear about. You don't hear about the good success stories. I mean, that's understandable. But you hear about either a situation like Ohio where there appears to be an attempt to cover up what's been happening and perhaps even a lack of even reporting a rapist of a 10-year-old because he wasn't arrested until she made a big enough deal about it that it was addressed on Fox News and you know, got some coverage there. And then all of a sudden, like 3 weeks later, they decide to arrest him. Why did that happen? And evidently at one point, I think it was the abortionist who was a mandatory reporter evidently claimed that her rapist was a minor, which wasn't true. He's an illegal alien who's 27 or 37 years old. So all these different things are going on. And it's like the kid doesn't matter. It's all about butt covering and covering for an illegal alien rapist.
It doesn't surprise me.
But then she noted, but then you oftentimes have the other problem where you have totally innocent parents, like we see here in Missouri, and she referenced you in a case that you had, and I think conversation we had on the air here, where you have these parents that are or kids that are like, this parent is abusing me, and the courts will say, ah, stay with him anyway, you can't prove it.
Yeah.
Or parents that aren't abusive that are treated as it's just awful.
Well, yeah. Oh, were you going to say something?
No, I was just going to say, the thing of it is, I understand that mistakes get made. I mean, that happens. And sometimes you're in a he said, she said, so I get that. But I believe that what has occurred is we have just culturally been becoming less and less moral as a society. And when you have less and less morality and people not so concerned about what's truly right, you get more of these things happening because they don't care.
Well, and I've talked a lot about the culture of death and not valuing children. And, you know, I live this every day because I do a lot of family law. And, you know, I've worked with Megan on quite a few stories. And that one story in particular, which I was contacted, and I think Megan's already talked to a Fox News reporter that has talked to me. It's just the family's not ready to talk yet. But that they put the 7 kids and the newborn in the juvenile system. And that's probably the hardest case that I had. And I ended up being able to bring the kids home. But I mean, I had to fight and fight. And this is in a local area here. And it's a pretty big story that's going to be significant nationwide.
I'm sure it'll debut here.
No, I mean, it'll probably start on Fox News and then they'll pick it up in the news later. and then it'll just talk about me and all the horrible things I've done instead of the victory that I was able to achieve in my case.
They'll recap your mayoral race.
I know, that's right. But I mean, it is such a tough fight. I mean, Megan, thank goodness for her. I mean, we kind of came together actually after she was on your show, February of 2021. And, you know, we've all kind of been working together on these cases, and they had been trying to find somebody to take these complicated custody cases. But, you know, I drive to Kansas City, St. Louis, and I'm all over the place trying to help people. And it boils down to that when children disclose, especially when it's usually the father, but when one of the parents is abusing the kids, they don't believe the kids. And so they'll say, okay, well, we're going to, you know, disregard that. But like you made a good point, sometimes they accuse the wrong person. But so people are like, I don't understand why the Children's Division is not helping me. I don't know. You know, well, when the government gets involved and try to run your family, it's like anything else. Yeah. It's like being at the DMV. I mean, the family law system is so corrupt in Missouri. And it's terrible. I mean, and constantly I'm like, hey, call your congressman. I mean, call your state rep, call your state senator, try to, you know, get them to help you. And a lot of times, like what I've been doing in my cases is I tell my clients, hey, it's all on us. It's all on us. Yeah. So we have to prove. Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it's very expensive. So you have to have people that are willing to put the money, you know, up front and do it. But it's the craziest. I've had so many parents that came to me that have been arrested in family law cases just for fighting for their kids because their kids were being abused. Or like I had one case that she ran away because the father was abusing her, and the mother goes to pick the child up and was going to take them back to the house. Well, they ended up getting arrested and getting ankle monitors. And
we did a focus on it, and we had Megan Fox on because she was really focusing on the St. Louis area and how corrupt it is there. I was getting emails, I should say, and I would get some calls too from people all over the country, and hey, this is my situation. Can you, you know, what? Can you point me in the direction of somebody to help and so forth? And it's not because we're listened to all over the country, but, you know, people who live here in the area. I have a sister who lives in Birmingham, and she, you know, so they would send her the podcast or something. And yeah, it's an awful thing. And Beck has focused on it in a number of different instances, even before Megan Fox started doing all the exposés on it, but he made a comment to her regarding her latest story, and then he said, you should get a Pulitzer. And it's true, and it's sad.
Wow.
Because she is doing what the main networks aren't doing. She's doing what journalism should be, and she gets dismissed by
and she's been threatened.
Yeah. I know it's awful. All right, we gotta get we're gonna do news with Jason Rimey here and quick weather traffic. Continue on with Christy Fulnecki.
Republican Ted Cruz will headline a rally this weekend in Springfield for Eric Schmidt and Eric Burleson. Schmidt is running for Senate. Burleson is running for Congress. That rally is Saturday night at 7:30 at Ocean's Inn on South National. Springfield police say one person has been treated for gunshot wounds. There was a shots fired call this morning near Nichols Park. One person arrived at an emergency room with non-life-threatening injuries. About 15 minutes later, police were called back to the same area and found bullets had hit a house at Nichols and Wabash and a car in the driveway. No one was hurt. A 24-year-old man from Missouri is charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action for the shooting death of a North Kansas City police officer. Joshua Roca from Kansas City is charged after North Kansas City police officer Daniel Vasquez was shot and killed for stopping a vehicle with expired temporary tags. Silver Dollar City confirms an employee suffered some injuries at the park Wednesday and was taken to the hospital. Silver Dollar City has not said how that person was hurt or where the incident happened. And it hit 100 degrees Wednesday in Springfield for the second day in a row. That triple-digit heat expected to stick around through the weekend. I'm Jason Rima, Springfield's Talk 104.1.
First Alert forecast sponsored by Navant, employee benefits that work. Sunny, hot today, 101, 104 tomorrow, 102 for Saturday and Sunday.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Hey, everyone. It is Christy Fulnecki.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Should we talk about...
No, I just wanted to, before you go on to something else, mention that in some of... Because I go to Cass and Jackson, like you mentioned, St. Louis County. And one of them up around Kansas City, in one of the cases, the teenager overheard the father talking about how much the payments, the amount of that he was giving the guardian. So a lot of times the guardians are being paid in Kansas City. They're given big Christmas presents. And I'm telling you, I've seen it in Southwest Missouri that they take sides. Children's Division and the guardians take sides, with one or the other, you know, parent. Yeah. And then, I mean, it's really bad. There's nothing just about children. I mean, the whole thing is a mess. And whoever is going to, you know, be elected for the state senate or state rep, this should be the highest priority because kids are being abused and the whole system is broken. The caseworkers are lazy. I'm sorry, there might be one or two, but from my experience, there's so much.
Yeah. And if it's not illegal for them to take money and gifts, it should be. And if they violate that law, they should go away for such a long time. It's not.
Well, you know why? Because guardians are considered judicial officers of the court. So guardians can't be sued. Judges can't be sued. And you wonder, and the judges, because of the caseload or whatever, they totally believe whatever the guardian says. So if you have a guardian that's being paid, they're going to go with what the guardian says. And you know how hard that is to switch judges or to, I've done it or, you know, to strike a guardian in a community in a small, I mean, I've done that in a couple of communities where everybody's friends and I'm going there as the outsider all over the place. And I'm trying to strike a guardian that, you know, might be related to the judge. I don't know, but I'm telling you, there's all kinds of corruption going on and I'm not being dramatic. I had no idea
How
bad it was. And nobody wants to take it on. And I really think, at least in Missouri, we're one of the worst states, that we have to do something about it. Because kids are just, it's terrible. It's breaking families up.
Well, and here's where there's some hypocrisy. And I'll put it somewhat on Republicans, is when it comes to the border. And Republicans focus on the kids and the sex trafficking and the abuse. Democrats, of course, ignore it.
Yeah, right.
But Republicans note that and just the horrors of it. But to a degree, the same level of abuse happens here.
Yeah.
But of course, the difference is, while you're talking oftentimes about government officials that are involved, you're talking about judges that are part of the corruption or the guardian ad litem, and all of a sudden, you know, well, that could hurt my political career.
Yep,
and
that's right.
They just allow it to happen.
And what attorneys and what officials want to go after judges and other attorneys? I mean, it's such a political mess, because, you know, I did try on this big case that Megan was talking about. I tried to get the attorney general's office involved. Yeah. I tried to get it involved, you know, a pretty high profile group that they're running from that came and abused them in Missouri and they got their kids taken away. I tried to get the FBI involved. I tried to get Homeland Security was already involved in the other state. But I mean, trying to get something to protect these kids that they were being abused by other people, not the parents. Yeah. And nobody was ever charged in the case. And so I'm sitting here like, can you sue a prosecutor? You know, who do you go if you have it when you have a dirty cop? Like, where do you go?
Right.
You know, I mean, these are like, what does the attorney general do? Aren't they supposed to help you enforce some of this stuff? I mean, it's really just tragic. And
well, and it oftentimes is so, you just think, is there any point? You can't beat it.
Well, somebody's got to.
I know.
I mean, I'm going against, and I am mindful of this, very evil people that can damage your career. And it's because it's different than going after, you know, when you're going after, you know, people and guardians that have the power of the court behind them. And you see other people thrown in jail. I'm mindful of like the consequences of doing that every day. But somebody's got to do it, because I mean, everybody talks about kids being sex trafficked, like you're saying, the border. I mean, that stuff goes on in our state every day, and nobody wants to do anything about it, because, you know, they're going to go against their friends and other people that are in the judicial system. But so I don't know that that's such a huge issue that I hope that the leaders of Missouri will stop. You know, I hope that they'll pay attention and do something. So,
well, I'm really glad we started the hour off.
I know, that's
such
right.
Such a hilariously fun topic.
I know, that's right. I know. You know, I do like coming on here and laughing, because there's so many bad things going on that you have to laugh or it's hard to survive.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's why people sometimes they take offense. There'll be footage of some sort of crime scene, like a violent crime scene, and there'll be law enforcement kind of standing around, and some of them will be laughing, and so they're like, oh my, how could they? I'm like, you got, I mean, if you don't get that way,
yeah, right,
at some point you'll go nuts. You have to just sort of adapt and adjust. And I got to go to a break here, but I really believe, like, you think, why did God make us to laugh?
Yeah.
See, animals don't do that. You know? I mean,
yeah.
I've never thought
about that, but yeah,
but,
I guess that's true.
But for what purpose does it's got to serve some sort of purpose. And I think it's because otherwise you would just go mad. I mean,
it's to relieve stress and tension.
It's almost like it's your body's way in life of saying, no matter how bad things are, hey, you know, it's all right. There are things you can laugh about. And
you know, we have plenty to laugh about, because Biden's president. So
yeah. And so coming out, I'll play some of the audio.
Oh, man.
Biden
announcing
that he has cancer, and then the White House clarifying that, because.
Yeah, it was a big press conference yesterday.
I love that. And then you've got some of these media outlets that are becoming a little more likely to ask other Democrats about the mental capabilities of Biden. And they're like, I think Buttigieg, I've never in my life been around somebody that is as sharp. And I'm like,
every day they had
to walk back the fact he misspoke about having cancer. And
now they're talking about skin cancer and not melanoma, or is it? I mean, it's very confusing.
More with Christy Fulnecki on the way. I'm Nick Reed, the American Transmissions Talk and Text Line 447 KSGF.
I know I'm beating a dead horse here.
Talk about it.
But the hypocrisy and the double standards kind of unreal.
On Springfield's Talk 104.1. You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Mr. Worldwide, T-Pain.
All right, Don Carricker, I want a greathomeloan.com because you do, and you also, of course, want free, timely, valuable advice and how it is to navigate through and even thrive in the Biden economy. You can get that information, free seminar. Don Carricker putting that on tonight, but he does ask that you RSVP. It's going to be at 6:30. He wants you to RSVP because he's going to feed you. Yesterday, he mentioned about an hour, hour and a half or so Q&A. I'll give you the number here in a moment, but beating the Biden economy. And if you have questions, you know, about whether you should buy or rent or sell, of course, they can answer those questions as well. But while, you know, everybody is suffering to some degree, to different degrees, and people trying to tread water, I saw 75% of middle income people are saying that it's getting to the point where their income is not matching their cost of living. But wow. There are opportunities to actually thrive. And you can learn about that tonight with Don Carricker and his Beating the Biden Economy seminar. 844-5370. Text or call. Let him know that you're going to go. If you forget that number, don't worry. Just go to iwantagreathomeloan.com, and you can get the contact info there. Christy Fulnecki is with us.
Yes, and I am.
This is Joe Biden talking about evil
oil. Yeah, big
oil.
Announcement yeah, yesterday. Big yesterday, announcement. Yeah.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer, and why can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
So he's saying that when he was a kid, because of pollution, there was oil on their windshield, and because of that, he and so many other of his friends have cancer. This was a pretty
yes.
big announcement.
It was very
the president
big.
Announcing
yeah.
he has cancer.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is Joe Biden. And this is what's sad. This is what's yeah, sad right. about Joe Biden is everyone knew when they heard it that there's a good chance that's not true.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, everyone knew that. Because the guy is off his rocker, and he says things all the time that aren't true. You don't know if he's lying for the purpose of drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
which he's done in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if he's flashing back. I think that he does suffer from that a lot. On the campaign trail, he was constantly referencing having like 3 grandkids when he had 5. And I think it's because people oftentimes who have dementia – They remember things as if it was 20 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, because it was always consistent. When he got the number wrong of grandkids, he did it like 4 or 5 times on the campaign trail. It was always the exact same number. And so is this an instance where, because evidently he had skin cancer, is he flashing back? But everyone knows, okay, let's wait for the White House to clarify. They clarified that he misspoke. Evidently, they're saying that he was referencing that he once had skin cancer.
But then they said, well, no, it wasn't melanoma. And then I'm like, okay, well, then he didn't have skin cancer. So I heard something about that. They're like, oh, well, we're not sure if it's melanoma. And I'm like, well, then he didn't have skin cancer, right?
Well, I mean, since when does the oil industry cause skin cancer anyway? I thought that was the sun or UV
right.
rays.
I mean, is this
a new
Where
thing?
Where are the reporters, by the way?
I think that
I mean, did they ask him?
You know what I think
Sir,
happens.
Do you actually have cancer, and what kind of cancer
so
is it?
So you get like 8 different stories, right? You have,
yeah.
You have, oh, it's skin cancer. And they're like, no, he didn't. And then I think what they do, I really do genuinely believe, they're like, let's send out 8 different messages. That way it just gets so confusing. They're like, whatever.
That's so true.
We can't keep track of it. It's just, you know.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, when you don't have transparency with his health, obviously, because they're not disclosing anything about his mental state, whether they even have measured it. Maybe they have, and maybe it's just, you know, he does have dementia. And it's like so bad that they
it's funny also whenever you juxtapose it to several months ago, there was all this speculation in the media about Putin's health.
Oh, that's right.
You know, there's like because he was a little puffy, and they're like, oh, and they had all these experts on, and they were talking about, oh, it could be this, could be that. Now, you know, and obviously Putin is saying he's fine and he's healthy as a horse, but you can't believe him, obviously. And so all this analysis of what could be wrong with him, Joe Biden clearly has a lot wrong with him, his mind and everything else. And then he announces he has cancer, and they're like, oh, he misspoke. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem, we trust you.
Yeah, and of course, everything that Trump said, they blew out of proportion. Like when he was talking about the bleach injection thing and all that stuff. I mean, that you've never heard the end of that.
Oh, well, speaking that reference where he was talking about a form of treatment that is used in a number of capacities, where it's like an inhalant.
Yeah,
like an inhaler, and how one of the areas in terms of fighting COVID that they were working on, because it affects the lungs, is there a way to have an inhalant so it directly comes into contact with the lungs? That translated to Trump telling people to inhale Clorox, of course, according to the media. And people were going to die because you were going to have people ingesting Clorox. So we saw the media treated that. This is Joe Biden. About a year or so ago, I don't even know where he was, but he was talking about cancer in this setting as well.
So if this pans out, Mr. President, this would be a game changer for all cancer.
The accuracy is...
Accuracy is within a millimeter.
And by the way, dogs may help cure cancer. Not a joke. Dogs are able to... I'm using dogs now because their olfactory glands are 400 times what a human is, to smell cancer in people's legs and people's bodies. Not a joke. It's a fascinating thing.
So that was Joe Biden at an event in which he declared that dogs are going to find the cure for cancer.
I wish I was a reporter because I would love to ask those questions.
Now, he notes something that is, I believe, accurate, that dogs can smell certain things. And there have been studies that show that certain, you know, that they can actually sniff out certain cancers. But that's a far cry from curing it. That's a big difference. Smelling cancer is a big difference from, you know, a golden retriever having on a lab coat over a microscope.
That's what I know. That's the first thing that I thought of when I heard that back then. It was like, are the dogs really the ones that are curing cancer?
I do, though. But you start to put things together, because if you remember that Biden had this real problem with one of his dogs, and they were like, oh,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it was attacking people and everything, and then finally they had to dump it and they got a new one. And I'm wondering, is this like Biden's little side project? He's trying to force these dogs to cure cancer. And so he's constantly, this dog is like, I've got to get out of here. He keeps putting this lab coat on me. He keeps yelling at me saying, damn it, man, we got to find the cure. And all I want are treats. And he won't give them to me until I show some sort of progress.
And he keeps sniffing my hair.
Yeah, he keeps sniffing my hair and caressing me and eating ice cream.
And kissing me on the lips.
And so the dog's like, finally he figures, maybe if I just start biting people randomly, I get out. So they dump him, but that didn't stop Joe. They go get another dog. And right now this other dog is like, you know, got a lab coat strapped to it.
Oh my god.
So I can't help but believe Biden's declaration that dogs are going to cure cancer and all the weird dog stuff that's gone on in the White House might have some sort of connection.
Well, you know, I was thinking too when I was listening to this, because of the lack of transparency, how are we going to believe him about anything serious?
We don't.
Like,
no,
wait a minute. And then he could be talking about bombing somewhere. Well, we bombed China. Wait a minute. Was it China or where was it?
Wherever. I mean, it doesn't matter. This is the thing, whether people want to admit it or not, and the media and the Democrats, you can't believe anything he says.
I know.
Anything he says. Someone should, if they haven't already, develop a list of every time something he has said has been walked back.
Yeah. But doesn't that bother the 36% that are supposedly... That for him. That's what we keep talking about, how ridiculous this stuff is, and about the squad pretending
but
like
Trump
they have bracelets
lied
on.
About crowd but, sizes.
I know, that's right. But you're like, does it not matter to you that your leader of your country is lying and
care.
Is like can't recall whether they have cancer or not?
Yeah.
And you know the frightening thing about that, did you hear the whole thing about, oh my gosh, you know who's been, I mean, Gutfeld's been hilarious. He is. Tucker Carlson has been really funny, too.
Yeah,
because last night Tucker was showing, because in that speech he was talking about, it was, you know, this big emergency for the climate change thing.
Another emergency.
And so they were showing the GM executive. Have you seen that clip? She's going around the car and talking about the electric car. And so they go through the whole thing and they're like, okay, well, you know, how do you charge a car? Well, she's like, oh, well, you know, I mean, you just plug into the building. The electricity comes from the building. Well, Brett runs the electricity from the building.
Local reporter.
And she was like, oh, yeah, from Lansing. So she didn't know. So he went to the next person with the power company and they're like, well, I mean, most of it is run off of coal from that power. Yeah. So, yeah, we're still using coal to charge our electric cars. Yeah. I mean, I was like.
But I was talking about this earlier with Ocasio-Cortez pretending she's handcuffed.
Yeah. Everything
the left does is fake.
It's all theater. Yeah.
And that's a perfect example of it. Oh, we're saving the planet by not creating pollution with an electric vehicle. Well, yeah, you are. But it's done before you see it, you know.
Yeah, that's
or
right,
it's done off in the distance. So yeah, there's no tailpipe for you to see as you're driving. But you know, the big smokestacks with coal that, you know, that's actually powering it, but you don't see that.
Well, yeah, so. But
it's all pretend for them.
Yeah,
posers.
And so like, but if you're an executive GM, shouldn't you tell somebody that, oh, well, if the building doesn't have electricity, you can't charge your car. Yeah. Like if we don't have, you know, the grid is not functioning properly, you can't plug your thing in.
Hey, I'm telling you, there's nothing that's going to be a greater stimulus for the economy than the electric vehicle. We keep getting told that over and over again.
Yeah.
GM just announced they're going to fire thousands of people. They have to let thousands of people go in order to fund electric vehicle projects. So once again, it's a fantastic thing for the
well,
economy.
Yeah, and then you know where all of the stuff is made. The windmills, all that stuff's made in China.
Yeah.
The solar panels and all that other stuff.
Traffic update, I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
And a quick word from our wonderful, awesome producer, Sarah Myers.
Thank you. I'm going to tell you about my friends over at Beatles Property Maintenance. Now, first things first, Beatles is spelled B-E-A-D-L-E-S. Now, Beatles is a local family-owned business. They have been serving the Springfield area for over a decade. So what exactly do they do? Well, they provide a variety of high-quality property maintenance as well as repair services. So some of those things that the Beatles property maintenance team can do for you. They can do both big name items as well as small name items. So some of those big name items can be the mold remediation, crawl space repair services. They also work with real estate agents across the Ozarks whenever they are going through the inspection phase. They can do water restoration. And then some of those smaller items, maybe you have an electrical outlet that's not working. Maybe you have a leaky outdoor water hydrant that needs to be fixed. Things like that are also things that the Beatles property maintenance team can do for you. So if you do have a home repair or a property maintenance item that needs to be addressed, give the Beatles property maintenance team a call today. You can find all of their contact information housed at ksgf.com under the Sarah's Endorsements tab.
Christy Fulnacki, was there anything in particular that you wanted to...
No, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Let
me say a shout out to Leslie, my paralegal.
Hey, Leslie.
She's awesome. There's always a certain amount of risk that goes with working for me because of the cases that I take on and things that I say in public. So.
And their reputation.
Yeah, so.
Clearly.
They're brave, too. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
There was a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing, and they were talking about abortion for whatever reason. Mm. And there was a Democrat congresswoman by the name of Kathleen Rice, and she was complaining that the word abortion has been weaponized by pro-lifers to raise emotions. And so in order to have a real conversation, they need to stop using the word abortion and come up with a different word.
What? That's so ridiculous. What are you going to use? Murder?
Yeah. Baby butchering? Baby? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Well, they've tried this. They've been doing this for some time. They call it family planning. They call it women's health care.
Oh, I see.
They call it but everybody knows what it is.
Yeah.
And this is their big obstacle is as science advances and the more information people have, the more they recognize what's going on. And so the truth in science is a real problem for the pro-abortion community on this.
Yeah, and that's it's so confusing for kids growing up about them trying to change all the words and what they mean. And
well, what's the point of having words? The whole point of having a word is so that I can, whatever I have in my head, and I want you to know what it is I'm thinking, I can make sounds that are identified as certain things that we all agree upon. That's how it is that language to develop, and that's the whole purpose. But even for Merriam-Webster Dictionary, they have changed the definition of female now to include having a gender identity that is the opposite of male. So basically, the word is meaningless. It means whatever you want it to be. Female is anybody can be a female. It's a circular definition. So female is having a gender identity that is the opposite of male, which is female. So everything's female.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? This is the stuff that cults do to brainwash people.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's really scary to me. And these are the people leading our country. Or trying to lead it, whatever. Watch it go up in flames.
It is pretty insane, to say the least. But this redefine. On one hand, they want to redefine words, but on the other hand, they also want to say words can mean whatever you want them to mean, which defeats the whole purpose of words.
Yeah.
And these are the same people that like to used to say in certain circumstances, words have meanings. Well, yeah, apparently they don't feel like they do anymore because you just get to make them mean whatever you want them to mean.
Yeah. And, you know, I think when you were talking about the grassroots thing in the last hour, people are so tired of the drama.
Yeah.
I mean, the everyday people are so tired of this dramatic. I mean, and then you see the squad and you're thinking, the first thing I thought of when they had their hands behind, and then AOC put her fist up in the air. I thought,
the Nazi salute.
You know, if you're a civil rights leader that actually got arrested, what would you think about that? Like, what are you doing? I mean, you're making a fool out of yourself. Like, I actually got arrested and beaten, and here you are pretending like you're being arrested so you can look the same like the way that they did in the civil rights movement. That's the first thing I thought of.
She's misappropriating actual struggle. That's what she's doing.
That's your struggle. Yeah, you have it hard, AOC.
Well, you know, she did a couple of weeks ago go to social media to talk about how when she needs to reclaim her autonomy as a woman, she gets a manicure.
Oh my gosh.
Her
constituents all dead? Like, who is it that actually elected her? I'm thinking, what are you talking about?
Christy Fulnecki in just moments. I'm Nick Reed.
You're listening to Nick Reed in the Morning on Springfield's Talk 104.1.
Two quick text messages on the American Transmission Talk and Text Line. Christy Fulnecki with us.
Okay.
One, noting that there are actual several clips of Biden blaming pollution on his asthma, which I didn't know he had. So now it's just upgraded to cancer.
Okay.
And another is we talked about Biden claiming that dogs were going to find a cure for cancer, in which twice he said, I'm serious, no joke. So you know it's serious. Someone, in reference to that, texted in, cat scans, hello?
Oh, that was a good one.
So I guess, you know, maybe he is onto something. We shouldn't discount our four-legged friends when
that's
it comes
so
to
funny.
Their developments and advancements in technology.
Well, so, I was so upset because I missed the whole taco discussion. And so I love that because
old
that
Jill.
I can't.
Dr. Jill.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Jill, right. Yeah, and I'm waiting for her next speech because I'm waiting for her to talk about Indian corn.
Right.
Because
about your
then
people.
I can come in and say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be like.
And us Indians can run ads and holding the.
You Indians are as you have, you know, a variety just like numbers on a bingo card. You know, something like that.
That's right. Or reference us all smoking peyote or something like that. Many insults to give to the American Indians.
Yes. Your variety is reflected in the tax-free cigarette brands that are available. Something along those lines.
or discounted alcohol and the alcoholism of the Indians. That'd be a good topic for her to hit on.
Alcoholism. Okay, let's not have Jill talk about any ethnic group ever again. Like, hey, Jill's going to be speaking at this Chinese New Year event. No, let's not do that. Let's find something else for her to do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, when you talk like maybe, I don't know. Do we ever know if someone actually wrote that or if she just said that? It must have been prepared.
It was prepared.
Yeah, because she did the kind of sequence about the Bronx.
Well,
and
the thing that has been noted is that really, truly, it wasn't an off the cuff thing. That's what Democrats think about when they see ethnic groups. That was a thought out.
They stereotype them, which is funny because that's what they've always said about Republicans.
Course, as usual.
But, you know, I just think it's awesome because now you have all these Hispanic women. Yep. Mm. I mean, there is going to be a huge red wave with Hispanic women.
And I'll mention this. 19% approval among Hispanics, according to the poll released yesterday for Biden. All right, Christy Fulnecki, thank you as always.
Talk to you next Thursday. Yes, I'll be here.
All right. We've got incredible author of the week coming up in the next hour, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone.